This is a special edition of Satellite Guys Podcast.
And welcome to a very special edition of the Satellite Guys Podcast. Goalie Bob is off for the next 2 weeks as he's getting ready for the birth of his new daughter. So filling in tonight, I am Scott Gruskowski. And yes, I do have a cold. This is going to be a very special edition of the Satellite Guys Podcast, as joining me tonight is a very, very special guest. From the hit television show Saturday Night Live, he was made famous by making stupid goat noises, and he also hosts Sirius's Brewer Unleashed show, which airs daily on Sirius Raw Dog Comedy, Channel 104. It's comedian Jim Brewer, coming up later in the podcast. But before we get to Jim Brewer, let's get to what's happening in the world of satellite. And we start today in the world of satellite radio. On Monday, a lawsuit was filed by a group known as Save Sirius. The group has filed a lawsuit against Sirius because they believe there has been a violation and breach of the Fiduciary Duty and Sherman Act. It seeks to prevent Sirius XM from, quote, further damaging its shareholders with massive amounts of additional dilution, unquote, of its stock, which includes a possible reverse stock split. At the time of this taping, Sirius's share price was down to an embarrassing 32 cents a share. Also, in the world of satellite radio, rumors continue to swirl around about a new channel lineup that's coming to both XM and Sirius. These rumors continue to swirl and are gaining traction, as a few XM channels are now publicly announcing they're moving to new dial positions on November 12th. If Sirius XM wants to keep current customers happy, I think they should let their customers know their plans soon, or their cancellation departments are going to be very busy on the 12th. To the world of satellite television. What the hell is going on with Dish Network and the NBA? As we record this episode, Dish Network continues to run the NBA League Pass package in free preview mode. However, NBA fans who want to subscribe to the package are unable to order the package. As of last Friday, the NBA League Pass wasn't even mentioned on the newly launched Dish Network website. However, on Saturday morning, a number of members told me that Dish Network had a notice on their basketball page that said they were still in negotiation with the NBA for the upcoming season. At the time of this recording, Dish Network CSRs are telling us that the package is still not available for order, and the Dish Network website now tells us to check back here next season to order the NBA League Pass. Boy, that speaks confidence, don't it? It should be noted that Dish Network has not shown a single NBA League Pass game this year in high definition, while DirecTV, which also carries the NBA League Pass package, has offered many of its NBA games in full glorious HD in the NBA League Pass package. Well, it's time to vote, and we here at Satellite Guys urge you to go out and vote for the candidate of your choosing. While our staff may have their favorites, we want you to decide who you think is best and who our new leader should be. So make sure you exercise your right to vote on Tuesday. Speaking of elections, both Dish Network and DirecTV will be offering interactive election coverage. Now you can watch results come in from all the news networks at the same time on one screen. I personally am giving DirecTV a leg up on this coverage, since unlike Dish Network, they'll be offering a election mosaic in standard definition as well as full high definition. Speaking of high definition, I have a good feeling in my bones that we will see new HD on Dish Network by the end of this week. How's that for soon? In fact, I will go on and say that various little birdies from Dish Network have told me we will see some HD goodies this week. And while I have been told some good stuff is coming, I don't have any idea what those channels might be. Monday will be a busy day for both EchoStar Dish Network and Satellite Guys. We'll be covering Dish Network and EchoStar's third quarter conference calls when they announce their third quarter results. Using my magic 8-ball, however, I do not see any good news in the numbers that will be released on Monday. Also on Monday, Dish Network will return to a classic tech chat with Dan Minnick and Mark Jackson. Of course, the Satellite Guys chat room will be open, and we will see if we can pry Claude's wallet open from dishstore.net and give away a great prize. So make sure you join us Monday night. The fun starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the Satellite Guys chat room. For free-to-air and Glory Star members, there's some great news for you guys this week, as God TV is online and testing in Ku-band for the Glory Star service. This new service is available free to air in the clear. You can comment to God TV by going to their website at god.tv and let them know that you're watching on KU and to thank them for that. So far, all reviews from Satellite Guys members about this channel have been excellent. And coming up, comedian Jim Brewer on the Satellite Guys podcast.
It's time for special guest time here on Satellite Guys Podcast. Special guest.
All right. Joining us right here on the Satellite Guys Podcast is an amazing comedian. It's really an honor to have him on the show with us. I saw him a couple weeks ago when he played here in Hartford, and his show was amazing. He's known as the Goat Boy from Saturday Night Live, and he's also seen in the movie Half-Baked with Dave Chappelle and has a new DVD coming out called Let's Clear the Air. In addition, he'll be playing in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace on Thursday night, November 20th at the TBS Comedy Festival. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Jim Brewer.
Nice. How are you?
Wow, I'm doing great, Jim.
I feel like I should be up at the plate.
Well, all right then. Let's play a little ball. So how are things going for you, Jim?
Things are really good. You know, just telling you... Before and everyone out there, it's just I found a new passion for stand-up, which is something I used to do. I used to have a lot of passion for talking about everything I knew, which was family. And I think the times are kind of perfect for it right now. And I mean, by the time the new DVD and the new special airs in early 09, it'll be a perfect fit for everybody. It's almost like therapy.
Now, I understand that you have a total of three daughters, correct?
Three girls, 9, 6, 3. Stick that in your snot box.
One of the things I really liked when you were here in Hartford is a majority of the comedy you told was based on real life from your daughters and family. And that's what makes it so good, because you can really imagine what's going on in your head, and it's not blown up. You're not BSing us. And you can imagine what's happening, because it's true.
Well, I mean, that's what everyone can relate to. It's almost like therapy. You know, so many times people see me and they go, oh, man, I was going to throw my kids in the garbage till I saw you. Or, well, I thought you lived with me and my wife after watching your set. I just tackle real life stuff and don't make it too, it's therapy. I should have called it the World Therapy Tour.
Well, another thing we wanted to talk to you about, Jim, is you are the host of your own radio show on Sirius Satellite Radio called Brewer Unleashed. And I've been watching some YouTube videos that you have released to YouTube showing you all your wacky hijinks in the studio. And it's kind of amazing because it's like you're in this big glass fishbowl. So tell me a bit about how it is to work on this Brewer Unleashed show.
It's almost like the back. It's almost like the... what we call the green room for stand-up comedians, where on the radio show it just gives comics and myself a place to go where you can get to know us in our own backyard, where there's no hokey-pokey and fancy, I gotta be hilarious right now. This is the you get to see the real-life people of us. And, yeah, you know, I was blessed doing that show a couple years. I got to have Bill Cosby and Chris Rock. We've had great guests, Seinfeld. We've had great guests sit down and respect.
I love it when you have the musical days, when you just start jamming away and making up songs off the top of your head. It's just freaking hilarious.
Well, there's going to be a lot more coming soon. I think that's why I started the website, the jimbrewer.com. It's all going to be videos. You have different channels to check out. I got a lot of the kids' family stuff on there.
Speaking of JimBrewer.com, we're actually running some banner ads for you, Jim, here at Satellite Guys. And if people see the Let's Clear the Air DVD banner, if they click on it, they can win a signed autographed copy of the Let's Clear the Air DVD.
Oh, nice. It's going to be a hot one, man. The world of the internet has much been... I did a bit probably 5 years ago, and 5 years ago, more like 15 years ago, called Party in the Stomach, and this is the first time for like the fine times I would start playing universities, and they go, oh, you see this guy in Satellite, and have they you seen him on YouTube with the and the thing's got like 4 million views already. It's amazing what the internet has turned into. It's letting the people decide what's funny.
And you are definitely funny, Jim. Everything I've seen on YouTube, everything I've heard on Brewer and Lisa and Sirius has been absolutely 100% hilarious. One of the things I want to talk to you about is something that you're famous for, and that's being Goat Boy. Can you go in and tell us a little bit about Goat Boy?
Well, the long story of it is, I'll tell you when I pitched the idea. The whole idea was based on me walking around. When I was younger, we'd go places. I was to get free items. I'd go to a bar. I'd get free beer. I'd pretend I had Tourette's, which isn't the funniest thing, but it's a little funny if you're doing it with animal noises. And that's the way I would... That character worked. Everywhere I would go, you know, bartenders would be like, hey, can I help you? Yeah, man, I need a couple beers and... I mean, it just would throw people off, and I would stay in character all night. So by the time I got to Saturday Night Live, I pitched the idea. I said, I want to do a guy that has Tourette's, but he doesn't swear. He just bleats like a goat. And I think they stared at me stiffly and hardly for a good 5 minutes, thought something was wrong with me. But sure enough, about 4 or 5 months later, another writer came to me and said, you know, I was thinking about that goat idea. What if he sings 80 songs? I'm like, what? I thought that was a dumber idea than... That was the dumbest idea I ever heard. And then I said, ah, what the heck, I'll try it. And now here I am 15 years later. People stop me in grocery stores. They're like, hey, man, I know you.
That's funny. And speaking of your 80s songs, Jim, I'm still, you know, I watch your videos and I kind of shriek whenever you do the Angus voice for AC/DC. Honestly, my nuts hurt watching you do that. It's one of those, you know, things. and you do it spot on where
well,
it sounds
the new,
like.
When the DVD comes out, I mean, you can find that out at Jabruta.com, let you know the countdown, all that jazz. But. As you know, I've been doing it live on the tour to support the DVD and CD. I've been doing AC/DC, sings kids' songs. And once it comes out, I'm actually in the making of video with a little surprise guest. And we're making videos for kids. I'm calling it Metal for Kids, where I dress up as those characters doing those songs. So that's going to come out in 09 also.
That sounds great.
Yeah, so now we can be entertained.
Jim Brewer will be performing at the Caesars Palace in Las Vegas on November 20th at 11:30 at night in a Palace Ballroom. For tickets, visit TBSComedyFestival.com. Jim, one thing me and you have in common is we both support our fathers.
Oh, yeah.
And when you were in Hartford, your father was there, and I thought that was really, really cool. How's your dad?
Oh, yeah. He's doing really good. He's 85, and I'm glad you brought that up. There was on the first tour I did this year, first one in like 6 years. It's called the Brewiversity Tour. I got the road journals up on the JimBrewer.com, and live it's with my dad. But also we made a film, a documentary film, which will also come out in 09. It's very, guys like you, me, can respect having elderly parents. It's pretty heavy. I mean, there's funny stuff, but there's also really heavy, heavy stuff, what it's like to deal with just knowing mortality's around the corner and you know, when they start losing their wits and instead of putting them away in a nursing home, being able to take it on, like, you know what, I'll take care of my parents as they get older. It's something not a lot of people do anymore. Maybe they don't know how to do it, but I'll gladly send you a copy when it's completely finished. We just submitted it to a bunch of film festivals and HBO, so I hope it gets picked up.
Well, that sounds great. Anything else coming down the line that we should know about?
Those are the two big ones. We got the check out JimBrewer.com with all the new programming coming out in the wintertime. And then the new DVD, it's Clear the Air, and that'll come out in probably late winter or early spring of 09.
That sounds great. And once again, if you're a Satellite Guys member, look for the Jim Brewer banner running on the top corner of the screen. Click on it, and you can win a signed autographed copy of Let's Clear the Air from Jim Brewer.
I really appreciate your time. Best of luck. God bless. Be safe. Thanks for coming to see me live.
Hey, no problem.
If you haven't seen me live yet, now's a catch, because I'm on fire, baby.
You definitely are. Thanks, Jim Brewer, for joining us on the Satellite Guys podcast.
You too, my friend. Take care.
SatelliteGuys.us is North America's largest and most popular satellite information discussion site. For the last 4 years, Satellite Guys has been working hard to provide you the best satellite news, rumors, talk, and information. Satellite Guys operates due to generous donations from listeners like you. If you're not a supporting Pub member yet, what are you waiting for? Pub membership is only $19.95 a year. SatelliteGuys.us, helping people get more out of their satellite systems for more than 4 years running.
Well, thank you to our Pub members who are making this possible. Also, thanks to Claude from DishStore.net. Drop Claude an email, metro25@dishretailer.com, or store@satelliteguys.us, and let him know that you appreciate his sponsorship of the Satellite Guys podcast and satelliteguys.us, because without that sponsorship, we wouldn't be here today. Well, I am hearing the music playing in the background, but before we go, I want to encourage everybody once again to get out and vote. Vote for the candidate of your choosing. Who do you think will be the best? It's your turn to choose, so get out there and use your rights as an American to vote, vote, vote. And on the next Satellite Guys podcast, hopefully we'll have some new high definition to talk about from both Dish Network and DirecTV. So let's see what happens there. And also we'll have the results of the Q3 numbers from Dish Network and EchoStar, as well as notes from the earnings call with Charlie Ergen. So that should be kind of interesting there. We will catch you next time on the Satellite Guys podcast. I'm Scott Gruskowski. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.